This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're supposed to be getting some news out of Washington later today. If we may be the whole country going on lockdown. I never thought it would come to this. If there's going to be guidance on what they want us to put over our faces. Obviously, a lot of us don't have masks. They want to make sure we aren't hoarding masks. If we have an order to put something on our face, obviously our healthcare professionals aren't going to be able to get a good crack at them since everybody's going to panic that they don't have things on their face. And are bandanas and scarves good enough? Personally, I don't mind any barrier. I mean, I think a little bit of a barrier is still better than no barrier, but people need to realize that they can't have a false sense of security, because if they sneeze on that bandana, or if they spit when they talk, or like suck on it, like if I had a bandana, I would like keep sucking it in. I don't know why I would do that. I just probably do because I inhale a lot like that. And so my guess is it would get wet from respiratory humidity. And then if that's the case, it's not a very effective barrier. So, we're going to hear from the government on that. But Dr. Fauci is flirting with the idea of everybody staying at home. Now, before we take your opinions, because I really want to hear from your opinions, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. And good to see you guys. Thank you for being there and listening live. There's been a couple arrests. Now, I'm a little confused by this, okay? So apparently there was a paddle boarder in Malibu. And he was social distancing, but he got arrested. This is being reported by Fox News, because he violated the stay-at-home order. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't J-Lo go to a gym that was open privately for her and her husband? But was that before the stay-at-home order? I could swear that might have been around the same time, but I could be wrong. So I don't think they got arrested, but the paddleboarder did, and I could be wrong. Maybe she went to the gym prior to the stay-at-home order. But he was arrested. He was booked at, I believe, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and he was, I guess, just paddleboarding. And I don't believe there was anybody around him for, like, feet. He did it for about 30 to 40 minutes. Deputies had to send a patrol boat to tell him to get back inside. Then we have another gentleman in Columbus who I guess was charged for, quote, inducing panic after he claimed he had coronavirus and violated the stay-at-home order. So we're starting to look at arrests. Okay, this is not something we've seen in America, not during my lifetime and maybe not prior, but where now you have the government that is going to go after you. I mean, you will be prosecuted. You will be jailed if you violate any of the freedoms you thought you had. Now, I get it. Coronavirus, when you have an epidemic, all rules go out the door. When everybody prostrates themselves, that other word where you prostrate yourself before the Lord or before the government saying, help me, help me, help me, you know, they get to, I hope I'm using that word right, you know, but is it prostrate when you prostrate yourself? All right, yeah, yeah, no, can't make money doing that. You know, you have people now dependent, they're scared, and they're begging for the government to help. So the government says, all right, we're going to take over. So I want to hear from you guys over this next hour, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or even right now on Facebook Live. Should a stay-home order for everybody be in effect? And should people be arrested if they violate it? Where I stand with the whole stay-at-home order is you can't have part of the country on lockdown and part of the country not. So if you're going to do a shutdown or lockdown, it can't be halfway. But the problem is we're already doing it halfway because we have to have essential workers out there. I mean, I drove to work today, right? Media, you're essential, and, you know, I do my telemedicine, et cetera. Oh, there's Hubby, everybody. Yay! Oh. All right. So, the Hubby's very essential to me. But there's people still driving out there. They're going to the store. They're working at the bank. God bless everybody. And, you know, I mean, our non-essential population needs essential out there. So, is the stay-at-home order kind of a farce? I mean, I get how, you know, we've done an amazing job in Nevada, and kudos to Governor Sisolak for, you know, trying to curb more spread. I mean, it's difficult for any politician, but we're not really completely shut down. Not that I want to be, because, you know, we still need essential services. So if spread is still going on, and we have a lot of people in the essential services field, then, and industries, then are we really on essential lockdown? And then are we approaching this whole epidemic wrong because we have an economy that is completely shut down? We have unemployment that's surpassing 10 million, if not more. We have people not working, people gaining weight, trust me, they're gaining weight at home, possibly at risk for divorce because they're fighting and grumpy and all that. And people losing revenue, we're relying on the government. I just heard from a bunch of people that they did not get their unemployment checks since the 18th. So we're kind of brewing a whole new mass problem. And if the lockdown isn't really being done at 100% effectiveness, then are we making more problems than it's worth? So, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In terms of arresting people, I get a little nervous because now we're starting to see an arm of the government that we've been trying to protect ourselves against from the Constitution for a long, long time. I get if somebody has an infectious disease that could kill somebody, you need to keep them apart. I also understand that if your business is shuttered, you want to make sure that that business doesn't get looted. So I understand how the first responders and our police force need to, enforce the laws and the rules. But I get a little nervous about somebody just paddleboarding, staying their social distance, enjoying nature, and getting arrested. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So I asked you guys, should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? Sean says yes. Let me see. We're kind of taking a poll here. We have Michelle saying, I think a warning would be okay, but not arrested. Vanessa Says it like it is. Oh, good girl. Hi, Vanessa. George writes, most Americans, this is on my Facebook Live, but of course you can call in at 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Most Americans will follow the rules, he says. For those who choose not to, they should be arrested. Charles writes, hello. Hey, thank you. Hi. Tim said, loves you on Fox. Thank you. Yeah, I was on Fox News. I was on Laura Ingraham. I'll tell you about that and what we talked about. Mark says, no. We should not be on the whole country at stay-at-home orders. Martel says people should not get arrested first time, but get a warning. Okay, so that's interesting. Let me see what else we have from you guys. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chuck says yes, the whole country should have been at a stay-at-home order months ago. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rob says, having some states locked down and allowing some states not to be locked down is like having a peen section in a swimming pool. That's brilliant. Thank you, Rob. So true. That, I didn't think of that analogy. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd rather hear you guys say them than read them, but that's fantastic. So where are we at? Well, all right. So far globally, we have 1,062,000 coronavirus cases. Now, this is, again, by Worldometer. 56,000 deaths, 225,000 people have recovered. Thank God. Would like to see more recovered. In the U.S., the numbers are a little startling. Now, hold on a second. I apologize. No, here we go. These are the latest. There was actually, I believe, the numbers had to drop. The numbers actually were higher, and then they dropped as they were verified. But in the U.S., we have 6,500 deaths caused by 258,000 cases. We still have about 5,700 in critical condition. Italy comes up next with 119,000 cases with 14,600 deaths. So more than double the deaths, less than half the cases. Spain has 117,000 total cases, total deaths 10,000. Germany, 89,000 cases with 1,200 deaths. China, 81,000 cases with 3,300 deaths. France, 59,000 cases with 5,300 deaths. Iran, 53,000 cases with 3,200 deaths. The UK, 38,000 cases with 3,600 deaths. Switzerland, 19,000 cases with 500 deaths, about 573. So the U.S., if you look at our stats, we're doing pretty darn good in terms of the total number of deaths to the total number of cases. Now, why are our statistics, even though I still think 6,500 deaths is way too many, there's nothing to rejoice about that or to find positive in that. But when you look at Italy having, you know, about 9% death rate, when you, you know, look at some of the other countries, you know, USA is doing pretty good. Germany, I don't want to say doing pretty good. I hate using that term. But in terms of, you know, the percentage, our percentage of deaths is not going to the same degree or reaching the same degree as others, because I think we have fantastic medical care. I think we have fantastic hospitals, nurses, doctors, first responders. And, you know, it's very hard to bring up positive things, you know, when, you know, we're talking about death and we're talking about disease. But I really think somebody needs to say, you know, kudos to what we're doing and, you know, to all the work our first responders and our essential employees and our law enforcement and everybody's doing. So, you know, yes, we still have a death toll that's rising. In the United States, of those 6,500 deaths, New York, of course, takes most of them, 2,900 with over 100,000 cases of coronavirus. New Jersey has 25,000 total cases with 537 deaths. Michigan comes in next with the amount of deaths at 417, even though they don't have as many cases as California. California has over 11,000 cases with 246 deaths. And I live in Nevada. Nevada, we have 1,400 cases with 38 deaths. It's rising. Maybe not to the degree as others, but it is rising. And, you know, the question keeps coming up. What are people dying of? Well, we assume they're dying of respiratory failure. When you know, the virus gets in, they have theories of how it clogs up or prevents air exchange. And, you know, whether it's inducing an immune system or whether it's causing more mucus to be made and then the mucus makes plugs. You know, unfortunately, you can't administer some of the medicine if you have these plugs in there. So it takes some real, you know, comprehensive, you know, sort of a management team as well as, you know, treatment regimen in order to be able to get those lungs working again. But we also have people with heart attacks. We have people with sepsis. And so, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that on Laura Ingraham's show, and she did a fantastic job last night. She interviewed me on Fox News on the models and why the models seem to differ from the actual stats. I believe one of the models said New York was going to be dealing with 57,000 hospitalizations, and Governor Cuomo said there was 13,000 hospitalizations. So, you know, why is there that disconnect? And I had brought up how, you know, we need, you know, the data coming in a lot more accurately than it has, and we probably need all researchers on deck, all, you know, statisticians, all recorders, all anybody in the research field, we need them on deck, because somebody could take the electronic medical records, make sure they're documented and recorded correctly, and then analyze who has what illness prior to coming in, you know, what are they suffering from, you know, is it a bacterial pneumonia, is it a pneumonia caused by the virus, you know, were they going to get pneumonia anyway, and then they just happen to coincidentally also test positive for coronavirus. So we need this data. And the funny thing is we have the data now. We have the data. Anybody that has been in a hospital with electronic medical records, if somebody appropriately, you know, did a good history and documented the history correctly and documented what was, you know, the care that was taken, we have the data. If we have 258,000 cases in the U.S. and we've had 11,900 recover, and we currently have 91,000 active cases. I'm sorry, that's New York. I'm sorry. But if we have, you know, let's say, I don't know, 100 or 250,000 active cases. Okay, yeah, I get that's a lot of cases, but I mean, we get all researchers on deck and we start crunching the numbers. We come up with a database or a spreadsheet that we all can agree on. It gets filled out and we do the analysis. Now, we have little tables coming out of, you know, different sources. Like, you know, with New York, when they break down the cases in New York, you could see, you know, how many men, how many women. Most of the sites, when you look at the individual states on Worldometers and you pull it up, they break down, you know, what each state, and, you know, we'll talk about that in the next segment. You know, how many are women, how many are men, you know, how many have, you know, pre-existing conditions, how many don't have pre-existing conditions. And so, you know, we're getting some of that data piece by piece, but we need that throughout the country, and we need, I guess, you know, a little bit more detail. So we're in New York, for example, of their cases, the majority of them, the highest percentage was between 18 to 44 of the total cases. Right? Then we have unknown age, 110 of them. Unknown age, we also have unknown sex of 67 of them. Of the 1,500 deaths, they break that down in another graph or chart. And pre-existing medical conditions could be diabetes, it could be lung disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, kidney disease, liver disease. And with that, we need the questions answered. Was the diabetes in control before they got sick, or was the diabetes not in control? Because if it was somebody with out-of-control diabetes, a lot of times the first time you see that is because they're fighting a pneumonia. Or they're sick, or they're battling a major, you know, illness. So, you know, again, this is where we need specifics, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Into individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the small business loan program is ready to go.
The key point here is I think the arrangements and the adjustments have been made. Mr. Mnuchin has said we're open for business on this.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate also ticked up to 4.4%. Those numbers don't include the 10 million Americans that have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks. The FBI is coming out with another warning about scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. Americans are advised to be on high alert for anyone pitching unsolicited investment opportunities. Caution is also advised about any entity seeking donations in cash, gift card, or by wire transfer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your questions, your comments on should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? 1-877-362-3254. Bob says, remember, without washing your hands well and often, social distancing doesn't work. Dina writes, I think we should be on strict stay-at-home orders when our states are we supposed to hit their peaks and for some time after their peak? That's also a good point. There are peaks that are being, hypothesized and predicted by some models. We need to talk about that as well. And in terms of, I don't want to wait for the peak, but I see what she's saying. And then, let me see, sorry, there's a lot of you guys out there. That's fantastic. Please keep them coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Steve Sanchez, my radio buddy. Oh, he says hello. Okay, yeah. Steve Sanchez, you got to listen to him on KDWN. So we're taking this poll, and we're trying to take the temperature, right? Is that how you call it, the temperature of the country when it comes to something like this? Because you have cities and counties out there that are scared to death of going on lockdown. When you see pictures of the Las Vegas Strip and it is deader than a doornail, and Las Vegas is, I like to call it the heartbeat of the entertainment industry, but Hollywood might, you know, take that name. But when you see that, it's really disheartening. When you see parks empty, when you see, you know, streets empty, it's like what you would see in a movie if there was a war, or, you know, people bunkering down or thinking an asteroid was coming, or, you know, we were going to get attacked, God forbid, by a nuclear, you know, war. You wouldn't expect to see that from a virus that, for some, destroys their lives, kills them pretty rapidly. For others, does nothing. You know, and this disconnect we have of where some people have coronavirus and are home twerking to TikTok, whereas others are fighting for their lives, confuses people. Okay, the American public, now that we are in April and going into our third and a half month of being aware of this virus, would like some answers. And I'm not saying we have all the answers at this time, but we should be able to come up with some. And I had said that I thought this came to America before December. Obviously, when China told us December 31st, we got 70,000 cases over here, someone need a bat. Okay, I didn't really buy that. And yes, that is a fake story. Nobody had sex with a bat. I mean, maybe somebody did have sex with a bat, but that's not where we think this came from. My guess is it was around, way before then. Well, now we have a report that travel data shows 3.4 million travelers from future COVID hotspots poured into the U.S. before the pandemic erupted, including 750,000 from China before the travel ban. They say the figures are from December, January, and February, and according to the numbers, we had almost 800,000 people enter the U.S. from China. Another 343,000 traveled from Italy, 418 from Spain, 1.9 million from Britain. So medical experts cannot really say how many of those travelers were infected. But we didn't really start testing until we were able to have a test till about February, March. So it was around. It was, and my guess is even before December. So then my suggestion is we get that group of people that said, you want to know what? I felt like I had the flu. November, December. I didn't feel right. And we do the antibody test that looks to see if they had prior exposure. Now, it's a little difficult, not as easy as it sounds, because you could have coronavirus and not elicit any symptoms. So it's really difficult to pinpoint if your November sickness was coronavirus or not. But we need to identify how many people don't have symptoms. I know they say 1 out of 10, 1 out of 4, back and forth. We're hearing, you know, different numbers on you know, people that are asymptomatic. But we need those numbers, and a lot more accurately if we can, because then we could identify how deadly this virus is. We decided to shut down the you know, multiple states, and now we are contemplating shutting down the country. And trust me, they're going to do it. There is going to be enough, you know, support where they're going to say, just shut the country down. And you're going to have people in Iowa and, you know, West Virginia and Kansas and Oklahoma who are trying to feed the families and, you know, trying to still keep the country afloat going, why? Why? Now, we need essential businesses. And our shutdown is kind of a farce. Like Lou had said on Facebook, you know, you can't really officially be completely shut down. That's not, because, you know, who's manning the gas stations? Who's manning the grocery stores? So are we, you know, putting certain people at risk when we do that? You know, I just spoke to somebody who worked at a grocery store from Publix, and he said, everybody in the area goes there now. And, and whereas he would have probably had less exposure before the shutdown. So these are things we need to think about. And I'm not saying I'm anti-shutdown. I mean, if you're going to do a shutdown, I guess you got to do it right. But it's impossible to do it right because you have to have, you know, essential businesses open. So if that's the case, then how are we, you know, how are we limiting the disease, not exposing others? How are we, you know, containing? How are we learning more about it? To shut down the country like we have, extend it to even more, cripple industries, when we might have a much lower percentage of mortality, is going to not be an easy pill for people to swallow. Now, some of you out there may be going, well, yeah, it's easy to shut down because the government is giving us money. But have any of you guys gotten your money from the government yet? So has anybody gotten their stimulus check of $1,200 per single person who makes under $90,000 or $75,000? Okay, so nobody's gotten those yet. This SBA loan that businesses can get to help pay their employees, there's a lot of stipulations on what has to happen for you to get the money back. And if anything goes wrong or anything doesn't follow to a T, they could use that as an excuse to not forgive the loan. So you know, people don't want to borrow more money while they think they're already going to be in debt, unless they think that the money's going to be forbeared. It's a fantastic gamble. But when you look at it, it's, okay, well, 90% of your employees have to be hired back. Well, what if a bunch of your employees don't want to come back? What if their kids are out of school now for good the rest of the year? And they're like, you know what, I'm fine with unemployment. I don't really think I want to go back to work and be exposed. I'm not coming back. What happens if you offer your employees they don't want to come back? Do you then not get the loan forgiven? You know, I'm hearing from people they still haven't gotten their unemployment checks. I'm hearing that some of these websites may be down because so many people are trying to approach them. So, you know, when you're telling a whole country that they're going to shut down, this is what they're hearing, and they're not really that hip on it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know. Listen, I got allergies, so don't give me crap about coughing. Everybody is so afraid to cough. Once you think about not coughing, just, I don't want to make you guys do that, but just, if you tell yourself don't cough, then you cough. I mean, I'm looking right now at an email from somebody who doesn't have health insurance, and they're very, very scared, and they don't know what to do next, and so, right now we're kind of recommending that if you don't have income, you'll probably qualify for Medicaid. And that's a very easy go-to. Contact your state Medicaid office and see if you can get on Medicaid. Well, NBC News is saying the record number of unemployed Americans will stress the state Medicaid programs. Where is all the money coming from? They bring up Andrew Parsis. He didn't pay off his prosthetic leg at the end of March as planned because he didn't know if he'd be able to afford groceries. He worked as a bartender in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania? Very cool place. And he worked there as a bartender until the coronavirus pandemic closed the business last month. So he is now one of the millions of Americans who signed up for unemployment over the past 2 weeks. According to NBC News, while Parr's employer maintains his health insurance for now, he does expect to lose it soon. His fiancée, Tara DeLute, is 31 years old, was furloughed from her job managing a spa, and she lost her coverage. That leaves her with few options to treat her fibromyalgia and endometriosis. Now both are worried that they won't be able to pay their medical bills without health care coverage. He goes, I can't believe it's 2020. We live in the richest country in the world, and we have to be under so much stress about health care. 156 million Americans depend on their employers for health insurance. They had before the pandemic, which, again, I said was something that we should have fixed before Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, because when a recession hits and employers fire you, to keep that health insurance, to have that health insurance also lost is a double whammy. The employer cannot be responsible for your health insurance as well. It doesn't work. I don't see that working. I don't want the government involved, or I don't want the government in control, but having your employer, the person that feeds your family and provides your health insurance, it's just a little too much on the employer's shoulders, because as soon as, the poop hits the fan, they have to let you go. So now with 10 million people filing new unemployment claims over the past 2 weeks, an estimated 3.5 million workers most likely have lost their health insurance. That's according to a study from the Economic Policy Institute. In response to an overwhelming number of people expected to sign up for Medicaid, right now they provide already over 70 million. A couple years ago it was at 72 million, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was more with health care coverage, and that's already taxing everybody. Washington State has gotten a significant not taxing everybody in terms of paying taxes, in terms of taxing each state. Washington State has gotten a significant increase of about 35,000 new applications over the past 10 days. The Washington State Health Care Authority also told NBC News, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said 12,000 more applications have been submitted. So one of you had written, and again, we're taking your calls and comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, where why not Medicaid just become the public option? We predicted that there would be some sort of socialization of medicine and some sort of dependency on the government. I never predicted this. Okay? Never predicted this. This blows my mind. And the go-to safety net would be Medicaid. The problem with that is, again, it's a false sense. I don't want to say false narrative, but it's a false sense of health insurance. Okay? If you have Medicaid, all right, how often are you able to get in with the doctor? How many Medicaid providers do we have? Not enough. If you do have Medicaid, are you getting the, every 3 month high blood pressure checks and, the every 3 month blood diabetes checks, and are you getting the full panel of blood? I mean, I know it's better than nothing, but Medicaid is not the fanciest insurance. It's very, very skeleton. And a lot of doctors don't take Medicaid because they weren't paid. When I was a Medicaid provider, they'd pay on maybe 2 out of every 5 claims. It just didn't work for us. Or somebody would be Medicaid pending, but still take care of them, because that's what you do when you're a doctor. You take care of them no matter what their payment status is. And again, not get paid. So, when your employees need their paychecks and your landlord needs their rent, you got to start figuring out you know, that you need to get money coming in. So Josh Bivens, the Economic Policy Institute's Director of Research, says you definitely see in the data that as unemployment goes up, the Medicaid rolls up. They said that's good and it's supposed to happen. It's a safety net. But this is a quick enough shock that it could be a huge financial burden on Medicaid systems. How many states had money for a third of their population going on unemployment? Now, again, people say, but look, these SBA loans or these paycheck protection programs are supposed to cover the employer so that health insurance doesn't get dropped. That's if you are able to apply for it and get the money. It might work. It might be one of the best programs ever to have been devised. But in my neck of the woods, we are going into our third, actually we are finishing, I believe, our third week of lockdown. And I haven't heard of anybody getting their money and some people not getting their unemployment. And now we are having millions and millions of businesses apply for a Small Business Administration loan. How quickly do we think that money's going to happen? Now, what's happening on the landlord front? Are landlords allowing you to defer? It looks like not everybody's on board. I'm hearing that some people are basically getting the written middle finger when it comes to that. Others are saying, you know what, just pay me half for now. All right, but if your business isn't working, how is that supposed to happen? And I get the landlords because the landlords owe money to the bank. And I don't believe we've heard from the bank, with the exception of Small Business Administration loans, to hold off on your payments. And if we do have that, it's only about 6 months. The average person is thinking that their business is done for. Now, I have a couple of businesses. We talked about that. I own 2 Supercuts. And staff is fantastic. Staff is absolutely amazing. I cannot wait for us to reopen, hire them all back. And I am praying that I don't have to worry about hiring them all back because we, it's a service that people are going to need. I'm seeing pictures on Facebook of people's bangs being all the way down to their nose. There's a video circulating that my friend posted where a wife tried to cut, or a girl tried to cut her boyfriend's hair and messed it up. And the boyfriend kind of freaked out about it, you know. And so I think, you know, those non-essential businesses are going to, you know, definitely have a influx of customers. But I also believe that because the economy is so bad and many people lost their job, and many people don't want to go back to work, so a lot of companies can't staff, that we're not going to have a lot of extra money out there. So I think the economy is going to be very, very slow, probably for years because of this. And people are going to freak out because the next shutdown could happen when the fall hits. Nobody has given any assurance that this isn't going to happen again. Nobody said, look, guys, you know what? If we shut down this once, we're not going to do it 6 months from now when Corona makes a comeback or when the flu starts to kill kids. So you start to wonder if people are going to be more like, you know what? I think I'll just, you know, stay on welfare, stay on unemployment or whatever I can. And I'm going to play it safe because I don't want to get sick again. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to
develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.